We're here with Dr. Julie Galthrope and Charlene Weitzman talking about divorce. And sometimes, you know, a divorce becomes a win-lose fight. But then why, Julie, does this win-lose framing become so difficult?
Well, because, first of all, if you're standing on the outside of it and you're looking at people going through this, spending tens of thousands of dollars going through this, you're like, what are you doing? Why are you fighting? Like, this does not have to be this way. You're spending all your assets. You're ending up, one of you is living in your parents' basement apartment. One of you is struggling to keep the rent going at the place because you've sold your home. But the reason is because conflict, it becomes this simple target. You're hurt. Everyone's hurt. Your brain wants certainty. You want to get through this. And I've heard people say, I don't care what it costs me. I just want this over. And I want them to know what they did was wrong. That is not going to help you. It's like shooting yourself in the foot is what that is. So the win-lose story, it says, pick a side, build a case, prove your point. But the problem is that parenting after divorce, it's not a debate. It can start that way. And especially when you see things written down, like imagine, you know, emails when they go back and forth with just someone you actually like and care about, they can quickly go offside, right? Mm-hmm. Think about getting court documents where someone has written down their perception of what's happened. You're going to be even more hurt. Things escalate, and then that conflict just becomes more and more entrenched, and people become defensive. So it's that system that's been in place for years. And Sean, you have been through it. How challenging that is.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's particular divorce, or if you're going through it, is unique to them. Mine, there were kids' lawyers involved, counselors, going through the court system, having a lawyer represent the other party, and myself with a lawyer. It was a long process, and it was very stressful.
How many years was it?
All in all, probably 2.5 before I went through the system, because there was a challenge this, challenge that.
That's not too bad, Sean.
How was your situation?
Well, we did things more amicably.
Not that mine was confrontational. It was just
process-oriented.
And there was a lot of things, moving parts in the whole situation,
well,
right?
Well, you know what? There are moving parts, and the moving parts change over time. It's not like it goes away. Your children will be part of your lives forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the goal in that is to say, look, the court system is something that that helps us solve problems where we can't solve them. But children are always best served by parents making ultimate decisions about their well-being. And if we can think about fairness as developing a plan of fairness for your children versus a plan of fairness for yourselves, then we change the lens with which we look at things. And so the services we've been offering, and particularly, are those situations where it becomes really conflictual, where the lawyers and the system just keeps, as Dr. Galthrope said, it keeps kind of rubbing on those open wounds, and the children end up becoming the victims of that. And 90% of the time, that's not the intention, but they get lost in the process. And so we need to be therapeutically minded within the context of the legal system.
Yeah, one thing I would just add to it, if you have lawyers representing you and you're going through where you're in a courtroom, the thing that I take from it all, or that experience, was it's just a long time. And the kids suffer, the parents suffer. It's just too long to get an answer, because someone can challenge what has been done. You see what I mean? And it's just, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It really is. Anybody going through it, it's not birthday cake. You know what I mean?
No. And what I've seen more recently in talking with parents, and often dads, and this is a very sad statement, but I have seen dads say, you know what? I am not putting myself and my kids through that. I am going to back out. If there's high conflict, I'll wait and see them when they're grown up. But see, that is not good for kids, because they lose that connection with the other parent too. And this is why when I talk about win-win, it has to be for kids feeling that win.
Yeah.
And that word fairness, and this is something that anyone who has worked within this field hears a lot. Well, it has to be fair. Well, what does that actually mean, fair? Because Charlene has clarified that when we were talking off air. So I'll let you just kind of weigh in on that.
I think fairness means everybody gets what they need, not everybody gets what they want. And that works best when we put the children's needs first.
Thank you. Just last thing I'll say on this. I remember, like, I take some of the humor from it all, too. There's not much to laugh at, but you got to, you know. One day, John Mastorakis from O'Flynn Weiss was my lawyer, and it was John and I, and then there was the judge, kid's lawyer, ex-wife was a lawyer. There were, like, six lawyers in the room and me. And I was thinking, boy, I've died and gone to heaven.